All right, I am going to call the Moab City Council special meeting to order at 10:04 a.m. on Friday, March 8th. Thank you guys, first of all, for taking the time. I don't usually like to do special meetings unless they're really important. I know you guys all are busy and I hate to inconvenience staff, but summer and I and Carly felt like it was really important for us to pass this resolution, or at least for you guys to consider passing this resolution for Jason and I when we go back to DC. So just I sent you out a agenda summary yesterday afternoon because I thought some of you, Caitlin and Colin in particular, don't really know the history and why we're requesting the transfer of the property. So I just wanted to emphasize with you guys the purpose. And the reason we're doing this is because we've been planning, working with the Department of Energy over 20 years now for the UMTRA site to make sure that it's safe, that it's moved safely. And it really is a giant construction project of moving contaminated dirt from the banks of the Colorado River north to Crescent Junction. And so because we've worked so hard, we really, and then we've also, part of our plan was to plan for the future, knowing that eventually it was going to be clean. And what do we want to do there? We have limited ability to do a lot there. We can't build housing. Everybody wants to build housing there. We can't. We can't have hotels there. We probably could have a golf course, but we don't really think that that's the most prudent use of that land. And so we've, in order to do what we want to do, we need to own the property. And so we've been working really closely with the Department of Energy over the last 20 years. And because of all that hard work, advocating for money to get it to continue the project, to get it done quickly and to get it done safely, we've done a really good job at making sure the funding was there. So now it looks as though like the project is going to be completed in 2029. The dirt will be completely moved by 2027. And 5 years goes by fast, I can tell you. I've been working on this project for 20 years, and I can't believe that, over 20 years have gone by since we started working on it. So we just felt it was really important for us to formally, in a resolution, state our request to have joint ownership of the property with the city and the county. Carly and I and Michael have been talking about this for a while. Does the city really want to own it? Do we want the county to own it? Should we do it together? And we came to the conclusion, and I hope you guys all agree, that it would be best if we jointly own that piece of property. It will be the gateway to our town. We can do a really good job at making it look good. And so I included in your agenda summary the plan that this body and the Grand County Commission approved for the third time as to what our vision is for that land. It's primarily going to be maintained at the same level it was before there was a tailings pile there. We want to have trails. We want to have waysides by the river, potentially another boat ramp, a non-motorized boat ramp, and an amphitheater, some parking for arches. So, with the community's involvement, we've worked really hard over the last 10 years to make sure that the community was involved, that other public land agencies such as the National Park Service, the BLM, the Department of Natural Resources had an opportunity to participate in that planning. The way that federal surplus property works is when there's surplus property at the federal level, generally it goes from the federal to the state. Does the state want this land? State doesn't want it, then it comes to local jurisdiction. So there's a whole surplus property process at the federal level that takes a long time. Just to give you an example, Las Colinas Park in Grand Junction is a similar site to this one. It took them 20 years to acquire the land. And so we don't want that to happen. And so the DOE has expressed their desire for us to get this land deed restricted. They suggested that we do an MOU of some sort and they would just automatically transfer the land to us. And then Congressman John Curtis has also requested that he wants to pass some legislation through Congress so that it will be transferred to us. And so that's one of the things that Jason and I will be talking to the congressional folks back in Washington, not only to continue to fund the pile, but to to grant ownership to the city of Moab and Grand County. So we wanted this to mirror the county's resolution that they passed on Tuesday. They kind of got in a rush because they had their meeting on Tuesday. We kind of, that's why we're having a special meeting, because this really couldn't wait. And so I modified their resolution to add more detail. As I was telling Caitlin, when you do these kind of resolutions, it's really important to have the details as to why you got to the therefore let it be resolved piece, which is, this is what we want. And in this particular case, you know, we've seen some things recently where we don't know why these decisions were made. And I'm speaking of Cane Creek development, why these were made. You know, you have to dig and find the answer. So I thought it was important for this resolution to really chronicle, like, you know, put in chronicle order why we are asking for this joint ownership. You know, we've done all this work. We've hired Jessica Thatcher, who's here, and she has had a couple predecessors to oversee as the liaison between the Moab Tailings Steering Committee and the DOE. We've gone back to Washington almost every year for 20 plus years. And just for clarification purposes too, this did come up in the county commission meeting. The money to pay for us to go back to Washington is given to the county by a state grant that's specific for this project. So that money cannot be utilized for anything else but for us to go back to Washington. Mm-hmm. So if you get any questions, know that this is not coming out of economy budget, taxpayer dollars, or the city. This is a grant from the state for us to go back and lobby. So anyway, I want to make that clear. So this is a little different than the counties. It's, I think it's much more specific. It kind of outlines exactly why we got to the point where we are. It clarifies the land, what land we're actually talking about. And it makes it very clear that we want joint ownership of the Moab UMTRA site. Keep in mind, there's another site. It's the Crescent Junction site. We're not interested in that other than the water, perhaps, for Thompson. But we do want to have ownership of the Moab site. So with that, a couple changes that were made should be reflected in the email that I sent you yesterday with the agenda summary. You probably saw Caitlin's question about the confusion between council and commission. So I got rid of that and just have Grand County instead of Grand County Council or Commission, other than the last two whereases where it talks about approval, approval process that was approved by the Grand County Commission. So that consistency remains, I believe. Thank you for your comments, Caitlin. And then I did add on the original one, I added in the whereas, the one that you, that's posted, the one that you got yesterday, it is already in there, that the Grand County Commission did approve a resolution on March 5th, 2024, requesting the same thing. So that's why we're here. And so with that, if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'll ask for a motion.
I'd make a motion.
Okay.
I motion to approve Resolution 07-2024, a resolution requesting the transfer of the Moab Uranium Mill Tailings Removal Action UMTRA land, formerly known as the Atlas Mill Tailings Site, to the City of Moab and Grand County.
I'll second.
All right. Motion by Caitlin, second by Tawny. Any discussion, Caitlin?
Thank you for putting this together, and particularly to you and Jason for going to DC and for all the work that you and Mary McGann have put on this project. I'm totally supportive of local control and think this could be a really important welcome center for our community. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Tawny.
No, just thank you for all the work you put in, and I think the resolution also gives credit to all of the people that have been on all of those different committees. I let Norm read it last night, and he liked it. He said it certainly hasn't just been a handful of people. There have been many, many people involved in this over the years, and it's good to see it come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hopefully to fruition.
Right. Anybody else, Jason?
I don't know. I agree. Tawny summed it up perfectly. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, just a big thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carly, do you have anything you want to add?
Nope, we just appreciate your consideration of it. It's an important resolution.
Right. It is. This is a big deal. With that, I'll call for the motion to approve Resolution 7-2024. Motion by Caitlin, seconded by Tawny. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
Four.
I mean, 4-0. Thank you. Luke is out. He's in Santa Fe today. So we should have probably mentioned that, or on his way to Santa Fe.
Oh, it rhymed.
All right.
It's a song.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. Yep.
All right. Motion by Tawny, seconded by everybody. We are adjourned. Thank you.
That was painless.